In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are some who view God as a divine clockmaker. It was very popular during the age of the Enlightenment in the 1700s. God is a watchmaker, and he put the whole universe together as kind of a kit, and it runs independent from him. And once he set it going, and once he wound it up, you know, like with a watch, you just wind it up and then you can leave it alone and it will do what it's supposed to do. That's how God runs the universe. God is disconnected from it. God really doesn't care about it anymore. And that view of God goes all the way back to Aristotle and Plato, who, yes, believed in God, but they believed that God was very distant from us and he didn't care about us at all. And that is not a biblical or a Christian view of God at all, because God, in fact, does care for us, and God is infinitely and intimately involved with us. And we see that in today's first reading when Jacob had that vision of God's providence at Bethel. He goes down and he goes to sleep using a rock as a pillow. You know, that's why you should not use a rock as a pillow. If you do that, you'll have visions. But what does he see? He sees what's been called historically Jacob's ladder, the great stairway that leads up to heaven and down. And God's messengers, the angels, are going up and down, doing what God tells them to do, directing the earth, you know, taking care of everything. And God, in fact, does care, because his messengers, he sends his messengers to work his will. And there is God standing beside the ladder saying, "I, the Lord, am the God of your forefather Abraham and the God of Isaac." And he says, "I'm going to fulfill the promise I made to Abraham. You will inherit this land." So God not only cares about the world, he cares about insignificant little people like Jacob, or insignificant little people like you and like me. Because God is not a model builder. God is not a divine watchmaker. If God ever ceased to be interested in this universe, or any part of it, the whole universe or the parts that he ceased interest in would simply cease to exist. And so how do you know God knows you and cares about you? Look in the mirror. If you're still here, he does. He still cares about you. And God remembers his promises, and he fulfills them. And what promise has God made to you? Well, in baptism, he promised that he would give you his own life, that you would be his adopted son or daughter, and that if you lived with him in this world, at your death, he would gather you to himself, and that you would have eternal life. And if we know anything at all about God, it is that he cares about us, and he fulfills his promises to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.